tried to sleep upon my back so I could hold her all night long. As in my arms she slept, alas, but no, I couldn't. And when daybreak came and found her at the far side of the bed, I tried to wake her, tried to stir her, but she wouldn't. In her fuck she lay like someone dead, and even when I'd tug her head and press and nip and agitate and shake her, or call her name or whisper it against her ear, my breath warm, there were no words in this universe would wake her. The girl who slept for Scotland. Slept for Scotland. The girl who slept for Scotland. It took me time to comprehend this state of play extended unto all her working, waking, shaking hours. For when she finally woke deep in the day, still she did sleepwalk like a hollow ghost afloat in haunted towers. And though she heard, she didn't see, and though she saw, she didn't hear, attending only to what seemed precise and kind. For she was settled in her dream, a shopping list of small illusions, pretty stories that she told her drowsy mind. The girl who slept for Scotland. Slept for Scotland. The girl who slept for Scotland. Yet I remember a day by a river wild, when she clung to me hard like a darling child, and a night in the sheets of a Dublin bed, when she moaned like a woman and gave sweet head. When we sang in tongues together and our synchronized guitars played music to the rafters and made love among the stars. And our bodies beat like light in love's beautiful embrace, as her tiny kisses burst like popping suns around. But then drift, decline, collapse, the lights went out, she fell asleep again before my kiss wet face was even dry. I need another haircut, she'd say, talking in her sleep, the sleep motes gathered in the dust bowls of her eye. She teetered down the road a piece, she and her man, from boozy beds at length to junk shop with her sleeping clothes in sacks. And when I'd gone, she teetered down the road again, yawning as she went, and went and brought the bloody